Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 12th. I'm George Kearns with a look at your South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, South Carolinians have started voting today, and while there are a number of primaries in some congressional districts, the governor's race is at the top of the ticket. Governor Henry McMaster is being challenged by four other Republican candidates, while three more are seeking the Democratic nomination. South Carolina requires candidates to get more than half of the vote to win a nomination. Runoffs are scheduled for June 26th, if necessary. The polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. In other news, protesters with the Poor People's Campaign have returned to the statehouse demanding an increase in public education funding and teacher salaries. Demonstrators gathered inside the lobby of the statehouse yesterday for the rally, holding signs that read, "End the school-to-prison pipeline," and "Pack 'em deep, teach 'em cheap, the South Carolina way." Nearly 20 people were arrested for blocking a street. A Fort Mill police officer who was arrested in North Carolina has been fired. 55-year-old Tanya Irvin Leonhardt was fired June 3rd. One day after her arrest on charges including driving while impaired, drug possession, and illegally carrying a weapon. North Carolina officers responding to a reported careless driving call said they could smell the odor of alcohol on her breath. Authorities say a 49-year-old man has been charged with voyeurism after he recorded women taking showers on his yacht. The mother of one of the victims said at William Hilliard's bond hearing that they found the recording device attached to an iPad over the weekend on the boat at a Myrtle Beach marina. An incident report lists 8 victims, all under the age of 21. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear a case from South Carolina churches upset with the Episcopal Church over a decision concerning ownership of property. The South Carolina Supreme Court last year ruled that the national denomination owns the church property. Protesting churches left the national church in 2012, citing concerns about theological issues. The Episcopal Church says people are free to leave the church, they just can't take church property with them. The Charleston Harbor Deepening Project gets a big boost from the federal government. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more from Charleston.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it will give $49 million to help deepen the Charleston Harbor to 52 feet. The dredging began in February, and the South Carolina Ports Authority says the work is on schedule to make it the deepest harbor on the East Coast. President and CEO Jim Newsom says the new depth will allow the port to bring in larger container ships. The Ports Authority is responsible, he says, for 1 in 11 jobs statewide, with a $53 billion annual impact. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
And in college baseball, the Gamecocks have been eliminated. Arkansas beat South Carolina last night, and that ends Carolina's run to the College World Series. And that's a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.